Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you are about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where the sky meets the sea, and the sea wants meat. Welcome to the Secret of St. Kilda.
Forgotten, burned away. Can you feel it? You promised me.
No.
You promised me that you wouldn't hurt them.
No. I didn't hurt them. I hurt you, Andromeda.
Now you're trapped here in the dirt like a worm.
No, I can feel
you clawing to get out. The price you want them to pay. There's always a price with you, isn't there?
No. I don't do that anymore. I gave it all away, I swear.
No change without sacrifice. And there are still sacrifices to be made.
This is an emergency! Has she woken up yet?
Not yet. I think this might be it.
She is awake. Can't you see?
I hope she's strong enough to pull through after what Loki did to her.
Maybe she'll never wake up. Maybe he killed her.
She's right there. Why aren't you listening?
I was a good friend to him. And this is how he repays us.
No, Mary, I didn't. Look, I didn't mean to...
I was right about him. He's a liar. A thief.
No, I've changed.
A murderer.
Just look at what he did to her.
I didn't mean to...
It just makes everything worse.
No, I can fix this.
Can you?
Look... I swear on my life, Andromeda. I will do whatever it takes to make this right. Andromeda...
Too late, Lachlan. Take my hands as you did before.
No. I don't want to hurt you. Not again.
Take my hands. We have to finish what we started.
Okay, but... Only if you're sure. This time I'll get it right, I promise.
You're burning me, Lachlan.
What? Oh. Oh, God. No, wait. The flames are cold. I didn't realize. Let go, Andromeda. Let go.
You're killing me, Lachlan.
No, let go. Come on. Just let go. God. No. Oh, God. Let. Please, Andromeda. You've got to let go. No.
Liar. Thief.
Murderer.
There, in the harsh light of the morning,
watching the night wash slowly back into its endless sea, you feel a strange sensation. A prickling of something begging to be noticed. It's as if this moment was a stone, beginning its journey down a hillside, during which it would only increase in size and velocity as it picks up the debris around it. We do not know where our stone is rolling, but we know we must watch it alone. Solitude is a gift not afforded to us this morning, however.
No. I'm coming. Morning.
Oh, son, it's gone midday.
Well, time flies when you're under house arrest.
Clearly. Can I come in? Or are you going to stand there with your reeking breath all day?
Aye, of course, sorry. I didn't sleep well.
Oh, aye. So, how do you feel?
Strange. I mean, I'm still me, but I feel different.
Probably all that wine. Also, that goblet stuff is pretty awful.
Yeah. God, what even is that?
I try not to think about it. Grape juice and wishes.
I didn't think you'd be a skeptic. Not sold on the two brothers, then?
Oh, it's a nice story. Yeah, there is something funny about this place. Always has been. But do I believe two lads weaving things and earthbending? Less so.
You filthy heathen. Don't tell Matthias. He'll have a conniption.
I changed some of his nappies. Yeah, we're a fussy wee bairn then too.
Yeah. Well, I definitely felt something.
Ah, you get to feel whatever you feel. Mostly it's an agreement to stay. Joining a community like this isn't all about free dinners and chanting. It's about working together. The squeezed fingers, though, might just be a gift for you.
Aye.
Anyway, Angelique has packed you a piece and some sugars. Should be enough to keep you going. You'll be glad to know she's whinged the whole time that she hasn't had the pleasure of your exquisite company for 2 whole days.
How is she?
The same as always. Too much.
Oh, no. Andromeda.
Oh, she's fine. Well, she will be. Just a little more time. Doc Finlay has sentenced her to rest for the remainder of the month. She's not speaking yet, but she's awake and she's eating.
God, I feel awful. I don't even know what I did.
Did?
Well, you heard Matthias. She was fine before she touched me.
Oh, you're giving yourself a bit too much credit. She's always been a bit sickly, though we don't mention it. Her ma died young, and her father wasn't that old either. Andromeda was barely out of her teens when he passed. Must be something in the family, I suppose. Look, I know Matthias is a bit histrionic when it comes to Andromeda, but he's not so bad. The two of them were thick as thieves as teens.
Oh, I can't imagine Andromeda as a rebellious teen.
Oh, she was a cheeky wee skelf, but being destined for greatness was always part of the deal.
She does well, eh?
Oh, eh? She's a gentle soul, really. But she's always been good with the island. Born and raised here. I'm not sure she's ever left, actually.
Talking of leaving.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
I'm not, it's just, I'm not exactly Mr. Popular at the minute.
You can't be so excited to leave. Who will lift the ever so slightly heavy cases for Angelique? Now who will feed Toast lunch scraps when you know he's already been fed?
Toast and I have a gentleman's agreement. So you're heading to the council now?
Aye. Emergency meeting. It'll be a slap on the wrist. And don't use your evil witch powers on anyone else.
I'll try not to.
If you can make Sasha Torrance act like a chicken, though, that I would like to see.
Never been very good at farm animals, I'm afraid.
All right, city boy, eat up. I'll go and calm His Royal Highness down. Go have a wash and stop smelling like the wrong end of a ram. I'll come get you when it's time.
Right. Sorry. And tell Angelique thanks for the food, eh?
You can tell her yourself once all this is over. We're all here for you. And one night doesn't change family. De Brach never gives us more than we can handle, eh?
Aye.
What I'm saying is that something clearly has gone on. We've not seen disruption like this since the whale. You're not too young to remember the whale now. The world is changing every day, and I just think a bit of caution is wise.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Hey, you haven't missed much. Something
supernatural. Did Eli mention the whale yet?
Mary wished.
Let's avoid unnecessary haste.
Thank you, Eli. You have provided a balanced view, as ever. I do not disagree that Sunday's trials were significant, but it seems foolhardy to me, blaming one man. De Brach's home has always been welcoming to the unruly. Hey, Georgie is still here, eh? I vote we spend time to consider the messages given to us, and then Andromeda can decide if Mr. McGregor needs to take some extra service time.
I beg your pardon?
Matthias, would you like to add to the discussion?
Oh, here we go.
As Andromeda is currently laying in her bed, wretched and unable to speak, having to be cared for like a child, yes, I do think I have something to add.
Yes, we're all thinking of Andromeda's health at this time.
I'm not thinking of her health. I'm watching it being stripped from her frail body. Service time? Is that what the attack on our leader warrants?
Attack seems a little strong, Matthias.
De Brach has made it clear. This man does not belong among us. I hope we can heed his word before it's too late. What would Cormac McCarthy say about the condition of his daughter now? We know almost nothing about this man, and now this. You can't be so short-sighted.
We are not in the practice of condemning a man with no evidence, son. The council has voted, and I think we're all happy for McGregor to stay well longer. What would you have us do?
As Andromeda's second in command, I would have you do nothing.
Nothing?
This is not a democracy. Neither Andromeda or I are obliged to listen to your counsel. Though I respect the wisdom of this forum, things need to change, and talking about it isn't enough. So I think I'll be taking this into my own hands.
Of course, you should act as Andromeda would will, and as De Brach guides you. What are you going to do?
I have received some further evidence about McGregor's character. I'm calling an island parliament.
Does this really warrant such dramatic action? We've not had a parliament for years.
I am going to expose him, and every man, woman, and child is going to be here to see it. He's been a bad influence since he arrived, but he will be the last.
What is he talking about?
I'm not sure, but it can't be good.
If you think that is best. Of course, the young man will need to be here to explain himself.
Of course, we'll reconvene this evening. This is not something I will rush. Until then, no one is permitted to talk to that heretic, or you can be exiled with him.
Really not good.
He wouldn't, would he? There must be something we can do.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll think of something.
You're going to have to be quick.
I thought I could hear you two gossiping in there. If you're going to insist on attending the meetings, you could at least be on time and quiet.
Oh, I heard enough. You can't be serious about kicking him out, Matthias.
He's been happily settled here 6 months, and I think he's a wonderful addition to the community.
I'm well aware of your opinion on the matter, Angelique, but opinions aren't facts.
I know you're worried about Andromeda, son.
I have a healthy amount of scepticism, and so should you.
Oh, aye.
I think there's something that you need to see, Mary.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, you poor thing. No, don't talk. Save your energy. I know the Elder said you didn't need any visitors, but I couldn't think of you alone without a friendly face. Think, to be so poorly all by yourself. Those old fuddy-duddies make me so cross. What have they done for you, eh? Oh, some water, of course. Gently. All right, you're looking stronger already. A little shock, but you're going to be just fine before you know it. I'm going to reapply your cream, but I'll be very careful. Can you roll onto your side a little? Yes, that's perfect. Now, let me... Andromeda. It's happened again. There's even less today. I know it's been moving slower since he got here, but this is something new. I think this might be the last medicine day for a while. Yes, Annie? I'm sorry, love, just once more.
You can't let him leave.
Hey. Are you packing in there?
Aye. Just being prepared, Robbie. And, you know, if you're going to watch me all day, you might as well come in.
Nah, I'm on orders. No one speaks to you in case of hereticalism.
Except you, of course.
Yeah, well, it's boring otherwise, isn't it? So, you leaving anything good behind that you want to will to your bruv?
Usually you wait until the person is gone to squabble over their leftovers, you know? However, since you're clearly mourning over my fate... I could pass a whiskey through the window.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
Coming up.
You're being awful dramatic, though. It'll be alright. I guess we could burn you as a witch just in case, but there's not enough meat on you to warrant it.
Oi, Robbie, come on.
I'm joking. Man, I'm joking. Sheesh, I know it's not fancy town around here, but we're not cannibals. Give me the drink, you bellend.
Yeah, alright.
Cheers. So, what did you do? You know, before.
Oh, odds and ends, you know. Salesman type stuff.
Don't be kidding me on. I've seen those spiffy cuff buttons and whatnot. Matthias says you are a con.
I don't like to talk about it, but he's not completely wrong.
Shame. Looks like you weren't half bad at it. Me and George used to flip cars and the like, but I weren't very good at it. The flipping, I mean.
So why come here then? Not much in the way of cars.
Not much in the way of roads. Usual story. Got in a little bit of trouble. Sometimes the people you've got, not really your people, you know. Sometimes you have to go find your people. I found Sasha, then Sasha's research took us here. Seemed dumb not to bring Georgie. Besides, he's my family, isn't he? Kinda owe him for taking care of both of us.
Aye, well, my dad was a wheeling dealer too. A real classic.
Oh.
You would have liked him.
Bet he was well proud of your tricks.
Yeah. He's gone now, though. I have to do for myself, don't I?
Rough. Thanks for the bevy, mate. I'm gonna do a loop and stretch my legs.
No worries. I'll leave what's left in the bottle under the sink for your troubles.
Legend.
Yep, that's it. Slowly. Slowly.
Damn it!
Language, kiddo. And you'll get it. You've got the gift for grift. Alright, pop the wallet back in and pass me that box spanner. I'll work on the head gasket, you focus on the bells.
Come on, da. Pickpocketing's a bit sad, isn't it? Bigger and better, right?
Never neglect the fundamentals. Again. When I was your age, there was no one to look out for me. The only person you can really trust is yourself. I'm making you resilient, see? Obviously, if your ma asks, you need to tell her that you can strip an engine with all the time we're spending in here. Now, you never know what you can get from a wallet, son. Pictures, ticket stubs, an uncashed check. Tells you all sorts of things.
Yours tells me you're broke.
What? I didn't even feel a thing. Class act, lad. You're going to be a force to be reckoned with, my boy.
Dad, stop!
First a wallet, next the world, eh? You're going to be better than I ever was, lad. Just remember your old dad when you're among the swells, eh?
Aye.
Oh, this papaderia is divine as usual, Sasha.
It's the same recipe.
Yes, but every time I am surprised because my memory cannot hold the deliciousness of it.
Early onset Alzheimer's.
Sasha, you are wicked. 真是的. Thank you.
You are welcome. I hope this evening will not be as difficult as you expect.
Do not remind me. Tragedy does not go well with this wine. There is nothing I can do until it begins. Please, let us talk of anything else. Show me your latest piece.
Yes. I have found some most fascinating translations sent from a private collector.
Ooh.
Purchased from a German monastery, and then he just sat on it.
Oh, still regarding St. Kilda?
Yes, they did not have Gaelic translator. My colleague Petra offered my services, and we experienced luck.
Like it was meant to fall into your hands. Oh, bless Dubrock.
I hope that it will lead to more funding for excavations. The item described must be one of a kind.
Ah, Sasha, you're keeping me in suspense. Come on, I'm absolutely sweating. Please.
It is a mirror.
A mirror? A mirror?
From the 1300s.
Oh, an exquisitely old mirror.
The translation is from the 1300s, and the object is already described as ancient.
Ancient? An exquisitely very old, very ancient mirror.
The first true mirror was not created until the 1800s, but the object described, it is so far ahead of its time. It's like Louis the 14th traveling to the moon.
I'm a bit confused now, so it's a fake?
That's the conclusion Petra came to, but there is a whole discussion of its creation that seems feasible.
Uh-huh.
It would change our understanding of the early society here. 30 or 40 artisans working under the instructions of one woman. The sociological implications alone.
Okay, so what was it for?
I'm sorry, for?
Come on, Sasha, I mean, what was the mirror built for?
Looking?
Looking? 40 artisans looking at one another for their own reflection? What is going on?
Oh, I get it. You mean the cultural for? Let me get. Hand wash, please.
Hand wash? I'm not gonna touch it.
That's what you said last time. Saint Sebastian? Ruin.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, all right, Grandma. I'm coming. Stop hammering. Oh, sorry. It's you.
Hello to you too. I'm not sure Grandma is fair.
Oh, no, sorry. It's dark out, what can I say? I just thought it'd be wee Mary for some reason.
Sorry to disappoint. Thought you might need a little walk before being taken to your grisly fate.
No, it's nice to see you. It's not a disappointment at all.
Prettier face than Robbie.
Yeah. What did you do with him?
You're not the only smooth talker around here. A lamb pie and he was putty in my hands.
Oh, I can believe that. Thanks for busting me out, by the way.
That's nothing. Sorry it's not under better circumstances.
Yeah. Look, not to be rude, but why now? I mean, don't get me wrong, I've seen you and Harry around. It's just I thought that...
Sheesh, can't a girl be nice to you without an ulterior motive?
No, I didn't. I just meant... I mean, you know what I...
I'm just teasing you. Annie and I grew up here, and I know Matthias wants to blame it all on you, but I saw how cut up you were. Annie's a waif, but she's strong. If she ever grabbed me that hard, I'd be fighting tooth and nail to get her off, but you let her.
Well, I mean, what was the alternative? Backhanding her?
Shake her a little, maybe. She's fine, by the way. Matthias loves a fuss, but she's stronger than he thinks. Anyway, being here means I don't have to watch Matthias pace over Andromeda. Or be home, or by my lonesome.
Truly, you're a saint.
Aren't I? Alright, let's walk via the beach. It'll just be an extra 10 minutes. I'll drop you there and go check back on Annie.
It won't make us late, will it?
Oh, look at you, little Percy Punctuality. Come on, live a little before you leave.
Aye, I guess I'd better.
Oh, come on, what's the worst that could happen? Loosen up, Eeyore.
Oi, come on now. You better watch it.
Oh, what, fancy boy? Come and get me.
I barely know you, and now what? You're challenging me?
I bet you love a challenge.
Oh, I do. Do I?
The grass powers. Do you see that?
What?
Right there, in the water.
Where?
There.
Oh no, you did not. Oh, you are for it now. You strange woman. Not right, come here, you.
Okay, so what's this passage here then?
Very good. You noticed the handwriting change, yes?
Of course, please, Sasha. Different writer?
Correct. The second artisan tells us the first was blinded by the capital L light.
Oh wait, no, stop, wait, I know. The king!
We don't know that. You're over-inferring. Perhaps a title though.
So the king blinded them because of the mirror?
Difficult. It says the king blinded him with the mirror.
With? Like a solar dish?
The mirror is a circle, but flat.
So then what?
The king was buried with the mirror.
Oh, come on, Sasha, give me more. Where was it buried?
I know. Hopefully enough for funding, Chiluk.
Funding? Do I hear another second honeymoon?
I do hope to surprise him.
Oh, what? You haven't told him?
How would I then surprise him?
True.
I am thinking somewhere warm, for a change, at least.
Warm. Oh, I can't even feel it already. Oh, Sasha, how exciting. The news has cheered me greatly.
Good, because we are now late.
What? Oh, you Lila. Sasha, you can't keep doing this to me every single time. I took off my watch to wash my hands. You know I lose time when fine cuisine is involved. Every single time.
It's almost time, Mary.
No, this can't... I wouldn't.
I'm shocked too. Just goes to show you don't really know people.
I can't believe it. How could he?
Everyone's here. Lachlan's on his way.
Thank you. Wee Mary, I'm sorry. I hope you understand now.
Aye.
And you'll back me on this?
Aye, Matthias.
Good.
The Secret of St. Kilda is proud to be a member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was written by Naomi Clark and directed by Michael Ireland. Produced by Paddy Gillen, Naomi Clark, and Michael Ireland. Our production assistant and transcriber is the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design is by Michael Ireland and Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford-Jones. The narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Bruin. Matthias was played by the incorrigible Ben Meredith. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Sasha was played by the brilliant Danilo Battistini. Robbie and Georgie were played by utter lads, Dean Kenneth and Shogo Miyakita. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. Lockie's Dar was played by the braw Andrew Gorman. Elder Grace was played by the forthright Sasha Sienna. Elder Eli was played by the groovy Sarah Golding. Elder Finley was played by the lovable Reese Lawton. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So scream me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.